我们现在请金弟兄来见证。
We call upon Brother Kim.
So hallelujah, everyone.
Hallelujah. 大家好。
Before we start, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence to prepare our hearts.
在我们开始之前，请大家一起低头默祷来准备我们的心。
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我在这边做见证。
And thanks to the grace of our Heavenly Father,
感谢我们天父的恩典。
I had this opportunity to go to Africa for 1 month.
我有这个机会呢，到非洲一个月。
So from this year March, 2017 March 17th to April 16th, I was in Africa.
在今年的三月十七号到四月十六号，我都在非洲。
And、so I actually just got back from to America this coming Monday, this Monday, past Monday.
那我其实是在这个礼拜一才刚回到美国。
Yeah, so I'm a little still jet lagged.
所以还是有点时差现在。
So if I'm a little slow, please forgive me.
所以请大家包涵，如果我讲的比较慢。
Yeah, so this this trip.First, I want to go over a little bit about the trip I took.
那我想先跟大家介绍一下我这一次非洲的宣道的旅程。
So this trip was about going into pioneer places.
那这次旅程我们主要的目的是要到一些新开拓区。
And to strengthen the brothers with the 10 basic belief.
要兼顾当地的信徒的对十大信条的教义的认识。
And also teach them about maybe they have incorrect beliefs or they just got to believe in True Jesus Church.
那或者他们有一些错误的观念，或者是才刚信的，我们想要教导他们。
So from going out and preaching in the streets.
然后我们也出去传教。
To giving sermon.
我们也有讲道正道。
To teaching RE.
也有教宗教教育的课程。
Everything involved with.Preaching and evangelizing.
那很多有很多的机会呢，来证道，来传福音。
Yeah. So, in first 15 days we spend in Malawi.
那我们头十五天是在 Malawi.
Malawi. Yeah. And then after that we spend another 15 days in Zambia.
那接下来另外十五天我们在非洲的一个国家叫赞比亚。
And Malawi is only 3 years old in terms of True Jesus Church.
那在马拉维这个地方呢，真耶稣教会在当地就成立三年左右的时间。
And Zambia is about 9 years old.
在赞比亚，真耶稣教会成立九年。
Yeah. So, can I have the slides?
我可以看一下投影片吗
？Yeah. So, On the left side are the people who went with me.
那在这个照片呢，是跟我一起参与这个旅程的同行的弟兄姐妹。
So from the left, me, and then there is a Zambian brother whose name is Edward Musunda.
那大家可以看到我在最旁边，然后我旁边那一位是一位赞比亚的弟兄，他叫 Edward.
And then after Edward was Preacher TK from London.
然后另外一位是伦敦的 TK 传道。
And then the farthest on the right is Brother Rocky from Malaysia.
然后最右边那一位是马来西亚来的一位弟兄。
Okay, and next slide, please.
下一个。
And those are all the churches we went to.
然后大家看到这些是所有我们去过的教会。
From Blantyre to Lilongwe to Lusaka to Ndola to Solwezi, all these places we went.
这是我们所有去过的旅程的教会。
And in four weeks, we went to 9 different churches.
在四个礼拜时间，我们去九间教会。
So the time was very limited. We only have 2 to 3 days in one church, and we need to go to other church.
所以时间其实非常有限，我们大概在一个教会只能够停留三天左右的时间。
So every time we are in one church, we need to get everything out. You need to spread all the and teach. Make sure that we teach all the 10 basic beliefs.
所以当我们到一个教会，我们必须赶快的把要教的事情赶快教，像十大信条。
So yesterday I was like, this.Wednesday, I was actually joking with all the San Diego brothers and sisters that sometimes we spend about 10 to 11 hours just preaching. So the preacher will be starting from. Oh, sorry.
我这个礼拜三才刚跟圣地亚哥的弟兄姐妹分享，我们有时候会花10到12个小时的时间来传道理。
So sometimes we start at 10 a.m.
有时候我们从早上十点开始
and the preacher will speak 4 to 5 hours
然后传道会讲正道大概4-5个小时
and then have 10 minutes break
然后有10分钟的休息时间
and after he speak again 2 to 4 hours
然后休息之后又继续讲3-4个小时
so that means everyone fast
所以就是大家都没有时间吃饭，自然就进食了。
And at the end, I was like, "Oh, so hungry." At the end of the service, sometimes I get so hungry.
所以有时候在聚会结束，我自己都觉得非常的饥饿。
Yeah, but this is love.
但是这是爱。
Because we want to preach as much as we want to.
因为我们希望， like、我们希望能够尽自己的力量，尽量来传。
Yeah, and so.Thank God, by His grace, we were able to baptize 198 believers in total.
那很感谢神的恩典，我们这一次能够为198位的信徒来施洗。
And we had about 60 people receive the Holy Spirit in this trip.
然后大概在这一次旅程当中，有60个人得到圣灵。
And in general, African kids, they're very shy.
那一般来讲，非洲的小孩子他们非常的害羞。
So sometimes, most of the time, we say, "Oh, you received the Holy Spirit."
有时候，很多时候我们会跟他们讲说，哦，你得到圣灵了。
But then they don't come out. They don't really, yeah, they just hide themselves in the back.
但是他们会不好意思出来，就躲在人群当中。
So, I think it's a lot more than 60 people who actually received the Holy Spirit.
所以其实实际上受到圣灵的人应该比60位还要多的。
Yeah. So, next slide.
下一个。
So, this is just like what happened in Africa. We have lots of food.
那这就是我们在非洲的一些照片。我们有很多的食物。
And we have very good lodgings.
然后我们也我们的居住的地方也很好。
And we have very good fruits, and of course the nature is very beautiful.
然后我们有吃到很好吃的水果，然后当地的自然景观也很好看。
Yeah. So.This coming trip, I had the reason why I went to this Africa trip.
那我这一次想要参与这个非洲之行的原因
was because I had very many doubts and confusions in my heart.
因为我心里是有很多的疑惑的
Although I attended many church events previously.
虽然我之前参加过很多教会的活动
Back on my mind, I always had this.Doubt about, oh, is it really the true church of God?
但是我心里其实常常在想，就是这个真的是神的真教会吗？
Are we believing in the Bible word by word?
我们是真的相信教会，相信圣经上讲的每一个字吗？
And am I experiencing the work of God every day?
那我是不是真的每天有体验到神的工作呢？
So, even though outwardly I was okay and pretty healthy.
虽然在外表上我看起来好像没事一样。
Inside, sometimes I had a spiritually speaking, sick.
但是其实在我内心就属灵方面而讲，我是生病的。
But however, instead of just, sitting there and wasting my time and, do nothing about the issue.
那与其坐在那里。然后浪费我的时间不处理这样的情况
I just took the first step and just went to Africa
我就决定采取行动然后到非洲
And when I was going to Africa I have faith that Oh sorry go ahead
但我到非洲的时候，我有信心。
If there is God, and He will give me His sign.
我相信，如果神真的存在的话，他会给我一个证据。
And growing up in a third generation TGC member.
我是真耶稣教会第三代的信徒。
From when I was very young, I always hear testimonies from my grandma.
那我从小呢，我就常常听到我的祖母跟我讲很多见证。
About different miracles, people got healed, and blind can see, and the lame can walk.
他会常常跟我讲很多神迹，比如说瞎眼的可以看见，然后瘸子可以行走。
So when I was going to Africa, I expected, okay.I will see this work of God.
所以当我去非洲的时候，我就很期待也能够看到这些神迹。
Yeah, but, well, thankfully and not unfortunately at the same time.
但是很感谢神，但是也同时不幸的是。
Not many blind people came to Jesus Church.
并没有很多瞎眼的人来到真耶稣教会。
Yeah, most of them were more healthier than I am.
那他们大部分呢，比我还要健康。
And very fit.
而且。体格也不错。
Unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to witness this wonderful world wonders.
所以对我而言，似乎很不幸，我没有办法看到这些神迹。
But for me, I experienced more wonderful works of God than these healings.
但是对我而言，我感觉到我其实体验到的比那些神迹更为重大。
I experienced so many people receiving the Holy Spirit.
我体验到看到这么多人得到圣灵。
It's just like recorded in Acts chapter 8 or 7, where, no, 8, sorry, when Peter and John was laying their hands and then people received the Holy Spirit.
就好像在《使徒行传》第八章那里讲到彼得他们按手然后就有人得到圣灵。
So every time we kneel down and pray together,
所以每当我们跪下来一起祷告的时候
，At least one or two people receive the Holy Spirit.
每一次祷告都至少有一两个人得到圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is same as America.
那这个圣灵跟我在美国看到的是一样的。
Just like in South Korea.
也跟我在南韩看到的圣灵是一样的。
It's also in Africa.
在非洲这个圣灵也是一样的。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues.
当你受圣灵的时候，您会说灵言。
Just as recorded in the Bible.
就像圣经上记载的一样。
And also, these people, lots of people, received visions when they received the Holy Spirit.
然后，当他们领受到圣灵的时候，很多人他们看到异象。
And these visions and the feelings, the movements of the Holy Spirit is same as what we experience today here.
他们所看到的异象以及所受圣灵的感动，跟我们今天在这里体验到的是一样的。
So, lots of people see a bright light.
很多人看到一个很明亮的光。
They feel the heat inside of them building up.
他们感受到他们体内有一个很热的感受。
And some members also hear a sound of thunderings and the mighty waters flowing.
有很多人听到雷声还有大水的声音。
Just like in Revelation chapter 19, after verse 6, people praying hallelujah, hallelujah, there is a mighty sound of water and thundering.
就好像在启示录十九章第六节那里记载，听到群众还有众水的声音、大雷的声音，说哈利路亚。
Yeah, so for me, I experienced what Bible says coming to life.
所以对我而言，我真的体验到圣经上记载的，竟然在生活当中实现了。
And I was reminded that receiving the Holy Spirit is not just speaking in tongues.
然后我也想到说，领受到圣灵不仅于说灵言。
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 13, let's read this together.
我们请看约翰一书第四章第十三节。
First John chapter 4 verse 13.
约翰一书四章十三节。
Verse 13, I read.By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us a Holy Spirit, of his Spirit.
约翰一书四章十三节，神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is by far the most miraculous miracle we can ever receive.
所以受圣灵其实是我们可以体验到最大的神迹。
Because this powerful and mighty Heavenly Father,
因为这位这么有能力的天父，
the God who created the heavens and earth,
这一位创造天地的主，
the God who created the human and the animals,
这一位创造人创造动物的这位神，
He lives in us,
他竟然住在我们里面。
And we are so sinful and so dirty,
然后我们是非常有罪恶的。
But still he comes into you and dwells with you,
但是他竟然愿意住到我们这里面。
This is far more miraculous than a person who lame who can walk, right?
这样的神迹其实是比一个能够让瘸子行走更大的神迹。
It's also giving them the chance to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为这个圣灵也让人能够有机会进入天国。
So by this, God is making a person spiritually and giving them also eternal life.
所以因为这个圣灵呢，神让人能够得到永生。
Yeah, and also, when I was going out and preach to the other peoples in Africa,
那当我在非洲当地传教传福音的时候，
I am really bad with words. So in terms of where is Bible located and what verse says what, I am really bad at memorizing.
那其实我不善言辞，然后其实对圣经呢也记得不是很熟。
So like my Bible before I go, I like put all the stickers so that I can at least know where to turn to for Holy Spirit, water baptism, and Holy Sabbath.
所以在我去非洲之前，我就把我的圣经贴了很多个贴纸跟标签，所以当我讲到圣灵或者是洗礼，我可以马上翻到我需要的经节。
But as I preach the word of God and quoting the word of God, read them together.
但是当我在当地传福音，然后用圣经上的话念给他们听的时候，
I saw how the life comes into you like through the word.
我会发现神的话如何转变成一个真实的生命。
And as I talk to many different denominations, maybe from a Baptist church, maybe from a Presbyterian church.
那当我在跟不同教派的人在谈论道理的时候，或许这个人是从浸信会或者是长老会来的。
No matter where they come from, they lack in terms of the truth.
不论他们是哪里来，他们一个共同的特征就是他们对真理不是很熟悉。
For example, in terms of water baptism.
比如说当我们提到洗礼的时候，
There's no one I saw who says in the baptism you need to be received in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那没有一个人了解到在洗礼之前必须要说奉主耶稣圣名施洗。
You need to receive in the living water.
必须要在活水当中洗礼。
You need to be fully immersed in water.
必须要全身入浸。
You need to be head bowed.
必须要面向下。
And you need to be baptized by the one who is sent by the Holy Spirit.
然后施洗的人必须要受圣灵，从圣灵那里差派而来。
And this is just talking about the water baptism. I never seen anyone of any other denomination say same as we are.
那我们仅仅是谈论洗礼这一项，所有其他教派的人他们都不了解这些事实。
So plus water baptism plus foot washing.
然后洗礼还有洗脚礼。
Add all these 10 basic beliefs together.
我们所相信的这些所有的十大信条。
As I preach to the other people, the more I get convinced that True Jesus Church has the Word of God.
我跟越多不同的教派的人谈道理，我就更相信说真耶稣教会真的是神的教会。
Because all these beliefs are not just what I say.
因为这些我们所传讲的道理不是我说的，
It's not what preachers say,
也不是传道说的，
But it's God says it through his words in recorded in the Bible.
却是神经由圣经上记载的话语自己说的。
So as I pray more and preach to the other people, I'm more felt that True Jesus Church is the true church of God.
当我在那里花很多时间祷告，然后跟人家传道理的时候，我就更加的坚信真耶稣教会是神的教会。
Yeah, so, and let me go through some of the. I met some brothers in Africa as well.
然后我在非洲当地也碰到一些弟兄。
Were very faithful.
他们非常的有信心。
And more convicted than I am.
然后其实比我还要更相信道理。
So can you go to the next slide?
可以看下一个。
So these two brothers, I want to share their testimony with you.
那我想要跟大家分享两个弟兄的见证。
So on the left is his name is Brother David Davis Munsha.
然后这一位弟兄他的名字叫 Davis Munsha.
So this brother is 73 years old.
然后这个弟兄他已经73岁了。
And originally our plan was to just drop by this certain church and lodge there, but not preach to them, but go to other church to preach.
我们原本的计划是到那个教会，但是并没有打算要传福音，因为我们要到另外一个教会去。
And but when we went to this church, this 73 years old brother was waiting for us.
然后但是当我们到这个教会的时候呢，这一位73岁的长者他其实就在那里等我们了。
Because he was not yet baptized into Jesus Church.
因为他那时候还没有在耶稣教会受洗。
So he came all the way from his home to beg us.
所以他大老远的从他的家来到这里，然后求我们说。
He told us that tomorrow you don't really have anything, baptize me.
他就求我们说，你们明天没有要做什么事，对不对？那就帮我施洗吧。
And he was very convicted in the 10 basic beliefs. I must get baptized into Jesus Church.
然后他非常的相信这些十大信条，他相信他一定要受洗。
And we were very skeptical, so we asked them, "Oh, what is the first basic belief?" And from the first basic belief to tenth basic belief, he was able to recite everything.
然后其实我们是蛮怀疑的，所以我们就问他说，那十大信条第一个是什么？结果他从第一个到第十个他都知道。
Yeah, and not only that, he was able to grasp what is the true meaning of each basic belief.
然后不仅他知道所有的十大信条，他每一个都能够了解当中的内涵。
Yeah, so this brother is actually from UPC, which is a United Pentecostal Church.
然后这个弟兄他其实原本是来自联合五旬节的教派。
And this person was preaching more than 20 some years.
他其实是一个超过20年的一个有经验的一个传道人。
He also went to a government's officials places to preach, hospitals to preach.
他也会到政府的机构或者是医院里去传道。
But when he was encountered with the true Jesus Church member,
但是当他遇到耶稣教会的信徒的时候，
and he was completely convinced that true Jesus Church is according to the Bible.
他就非常的相信耶稣教会是按照圣经的。
And so that night I asked him, "Oh, why do you want to be baptized so badly?"
所以我那天晚上我就问他说，你为什么这么想要受洗呢？
And he told me that, "Oh, I need to get baptized."
他就告诉我说，我需要受洗。
Because I want to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我想要得到圣灵。
And when I receive the Holy Spirit,
当我领到圣灵之后，
I'm going to go and preach.
我就可以出去传道了。
It was very touched me.
所以我听到很感动。
Yeah, so, sure enough, through his faith, he baptized the next day.
那所以我们隔天呢，他就我们给他施洗，他就受洗了。
And the very same day, he prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
然后就在当天受洗之后，他祷告，他就得到圣灵。
And the coming day, the day after.
然后再隔一天。
Sure enough, he came early in the morning, prayed 1 hour with us.
他就一大早来跟我们一起祷告一个小时。
And after an hour, he just went his way to preach to his family.
然后一个小时祷告之后，他就出去了，开始为他的家人来传道。
This. 10 basic beliefs that we have through Jesus Church.
我们耶稣教会里的十大信条。
To him it was very precious.
对他来讲非常的宝贵。
So he had to preach to the other people.
所以他一定要把这个宝贵道理告诉给其他人。
And he had to preach to his family members.
他一定要让他的家人知道。
To share this goodness with the other people.
要把这个好信息分享给其他人。
Yeah. So that was Brother Davis.
这就是 Davis 弟兄。
And then the right side is Brother Musinda with his family.
然后另外一位是另外一个弟兄。
Brother Musinda who accompanied us.
这个 Musinda 弟兄他一路上陪伴着我们。
The one sitting right side of me on the picture.
就是在我右手边那一位。
Yeah, and his testimony is also amazing too.
他的见证也是很让人惊奇的。
He finishes theological courses, three-year courses in UPC, United Pentecostal Church.
他也是在联合五旬节教派完成了他三年的神学院的课程。
And after he completed his theological studies, he actually went out and made his own church in align with apostolic mission.
然后他完成他的课程之后呢，他就去使徒信心会工作。
And when he was in the church, actually,
那当他在那个教会的时候
all the believers told him, True Jesus Church is the only church of God.
在当他在那个教会的时候，所有的信徒竟然告诉他，真耶稣教会才是真正的神的教会。
Isn't that ironic?
那不是很讽刺的吗？
People who are baptized in True Jesus Church, we doubt about True Jesus Church.
我们在自己真耶稣教会所受洗的人，竟然在怀疑我们是不是真的神的教会。
But in UPC, they people who are believing there, they say, "Oh, True Jesus Church is a true church."
但是在另外一个教派五旬节教派，他们竟然都在说真耶稣教会才是真的教会。
So, he received like this people saying, so he was curious and went online to search.
所以当他自己教会的人这样跟他讲的时候，他就很好奇，他就上网去查。
And online he find the True Jesus Church doctrines.
他在网络上就读到了真耶稣教会的教义。
And he read through it and he was very convinced, so he wrote an email to True Jesus Church UK.
他读完之后呢，他就相信了，然后他就寄一个电子邮件给在英国的教会。
And at the time he was a preacher in the other denomination. There was a True Jesus Church actually came into Zambia.
那他那时候其实是在另外一个教派里面当传道人，然后
True Jesus Church was in Zambia.
所以他那边还有。赞比亚也有真耶稣教会。
Yeah, so we contacted them, contacted this brother to go to True Jesus Church in Zambia.
所以当地的教会真耶稣教会的人就跟他联系，然后邀请他来到赞比亚的真耶稣教会。
And from that time on, he studied the truth with his whole family, and the whole family there are all baptized.
所以他从那个时候，他就跟他的全家，就是照片上他的家人一起学习真理，然后最后大家都受洗了。
So from that time on, he forsook all his status in other church, and he forsook all his preaching job, and then he came to believe in True Jesus Church.
所以他就相信了真耶稣教会，他就放弃了他在原本教会所相信的一切事情。
Yeah, so for me, encountering this many brothers who are very convicted and sure about True Jesus Church is the only church of God.
所以我在当地遇到很多这样的弟兄，他们非常的坚信真耶稣教会。
Personally, I was very ashamed.
那我自己感到非常的惭愧。
Yeah, and I was born and raised in this church.
因为我在这个教会里出生长大的。
And sometimes I'm not convicted.
但是我自己有时候却不大相信。
So, it must be really painful for Jesus.
那主耶稣一定很难过。
Yeah, but thankfully, throughout the whole month, God gave me this different testimonies, as well as different. Experiences in the prayers.
那很感谢神，在这一个月，神让我体验到很多，特别是在还有在祷告当中的体验。
That this True Jesus Church is the only church who is saved in the end time.
他让我相信真耶稣教会是在末世末日唯一会得救的教会。
And even the True Jesus Church name itself is recorded in the Bible.
那其实真耶稣教会这个名字在圣经上有记载。
Everything we preach is through the Holy Spirit and according to the Bible.
我们所传的每一件事情都是经由圣灵带领，而且都是在圣经上有详细记载的。
So, as the day progressed, I was more and more strengthened in my faith.
那在非洲的每一天呢，我的信心都每一天更加的增强了。
Yeah, and one very special thing about True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会里有一个很特别的事情。
It's because we don't try to attract people through many different activities.
因为我们没有用很多不同的活动或食物来吸引别人来。
If you go to Africa, it's really easy to attract people. 5,000, 10,000, 1,000, not a big deal.
其实你到非洲其实很容易吸引人来，一次5,000个人不算什么。
You just give them food, and they'll all come.
你只要给他们食物，他们就全部来聚会了。
You can make the whole city come to you, and then believe.
你可以。你可以让整个城的人都过来，然后让他们相信。
But we are very different. We don't rely on the money or food in terms of preaching.
但是我们在传道的时候，我们很特别，我们没有依靠钱或者是食物。
We only have confidence in the Spirit of God and the Word of God.
我们只相信神的灵还有神的话。
In John chapter 4 verse 24, it says, "God is Spirit, and those of us who worship Him must worship in truth." And in spirit.
在约翰福音4:24当中讲到，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵还有诚实来敬拜他。
Therefore, all these other denominations who don't have the Holy Spirit,
所以其他的教派他们没有圣灵
，who don't have the truth,
他们没有真理。
Whatever they do, they may dance around and you know they say speaking tongue. They are not worshiping God.
那他们不论做什么，他们却都不是在敬拜神的。
So, the church, True Jesus Church, do not need people.
真耶稣教会不需要人。
They don't need 5,000 people and or 10,000 people to be in their church.
不需要有5,000或10,000个人坐在这里。
It is us, the people, who need the church.
而是我们是需要教会的。
In order to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们需要经由这个教会来进到天国。
That's why it is so, crucial for us to believe in the True Jesus Church.
所以我们要相信真耶稣教会这件事情是非常重要的。
Because this church is not about business.
因为这个教会不是生意上。
And this church is not about money.
也不是有关钱的。
And people don't come to just eat food and go home, sleep.
那来这个教会的人不是只是为了吃然后回家。
And people come here for the truth and to be saved.
人来到这个教会就是为了要得救。
Yeah, so. I also want to urge every one of you here.
我也想要鼓励在座的各位。
Believe and be convicted in the truth.
我们要相信，然后要坚信这些真理。
Study the 10 basic beliefs.
要好好的学习我们的十大信条。
And be able to explain it using the Bible.
然后能够学习到用圣经上的话来解释这十大信条。
The more you study and the more you preach to other people.
你越发的学习，然后越发的把这个道理传给其他人。
You will realize that it is not just word; it becomes a life.
你就会发现到这些字不是只是字句而已，而是成为有生命的。
And the more you preach, you'll be more built up in the truth.
你越传，你对这个真理的信心就会越增强。
So my confusions about or doubt about the true church was solved through this process.
那经由这样的过程，我原本对真耶稣教会是否唯一得救教会的这个疑惑呢，就消弭了。
And second thing I learned through this trip.
那我在这一次的旅程，第二件学习到的事情
is that we need to have faith, but also have to take actions.
就是我们有信心，但是同时也要有行为。
I talked about Before I go to Africa, I had some many troubles.
那我有说过，我在去非洲之行之前呢，我有很多的麻烦。
So not only in heart, but also a lot of things happened to me before I went to Africa.
不仅内心有困惑，那其实我外在有很多事情发生。
I was doing my medical school application.
那我其实之前我在申请医学院。
And I hadn't heard back from many of the schools yet.
那我有申请学校，但是都没有什么回音。
And also, on the other side, I lost my job last May.
那我在五月的时候，去年五月的时候，我也失去了我的工作。
And have been unemployed ever since now.
那我做那个之后呢，我就一直失业。
So as the month progressed,
那这样每个月这样过去
I start to be very negative.
我就开始有一些很负面的思想
and wonder, oh, if this is what God want me to do.
我就在想说，这是神要我做的吗？
So, not only doubts in my faith, but also had doubts in my future.
我不仅对我的信仰有所怀疑，我对我的未来也开始感到怀疑。
And I also had doubts in myself.
我对自己也感到怀疑。
So, the world calls it the quarter-life crisis.
然后这个世界上的人可能会称这个是
comes about 25 years old.
就是大概25岁会遭遇到一个危机。
But yeah, when I was going through that process, I was very confused.
那这样，当我在经历这个过程的时候，我自己本身感到非常的困惑。
I didn't know what was the purpose of God in me.
我不了解说神在我身上到底有什么目的。
And what is the one that God wanted me to do?
神到底要我做什么呢？
So, I was very uncertain and insecure.
那我感到很没有安全感。
I have faith that God will take care of me.
那但是我也相信神一定会好好的照顾我。
And I just went to Africa to work for him.
所以我想我就去非洲帮他工作吧。
Because in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
因为在马太福音第六章。
Let's read.
我们请看。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
我请看马太福音第六章三十六节，
三十三节。I think it's a very familiar verse.
我想这个经节大家都非常的耳熟能详。
Yeah, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But although we know all this verse.
虽然我们都知道这个经节，
just knowing and having faith is not enough.
但是仅仅知道，然后有信心，这样是不够的。
So for me, I knew, so I just took action and just went and served him.
那我知道，所以我就决定采取行动，然后去非洲了。
And I hope that God will not forget about me in the meantime.
在同时，我也希望神不要忘记我。
So when I went to Africa.
所以当我到非洲的时候，
not all the time was happy and sweet and you know all good.
并不是每个时刻都是这么的美好的。
We heard that a week before we arrived in Africa, there was a cholera broke out.
那我们其实在听说在我们到之前的一个礼拜，当地的霍乱就开始了。
And especially there was one time when we went to the dirtiest lodge you can ever imagine.
那特别是我们有一次到一个你可以想象最肮脏的一个旅馆。
So whenever I went to bed, like I lie down, I start feeling itchy.
那每次我要睡觉的时候，我躺下来我就开始觉得身体开始痒了。
Because they never change their bed sheets, they never wash anything, just there.
因为他们从来没有洗过床单或洗过任何事情，任何东西。
So, and also the water they bring up from outside.
那还有他们拿来的水。
And they only have one water source.
他们只有一个水源。
Like a drum barrel.
就是一个
drum.
就是一个大桶子。
Yeah, and inside it's like a kind of brownish clear water in there.
然后你会看到里面的水呢是褐色的，不大干净。
So every time we use it for basically everything. We use it for cooking, we use it for bathing, we use it for drinking.
那我们要用这个水呢，来喝，来煮饭，也用这个水来洗澡。
So every time we use, we need to like pray.
那每次要用这个水之前，我都会先祷告。
Yeah, but amazingly, all this got took care of.
但是很奇妙的，神把这些都帮我们处理好了。
And none of us got sick at all during this one month.
那在这个一个月当中，我们当中没有一个人生病。
Yeah, only time we got sick was because we ate too much.
那唯一生病的是我们吃太多了。
Yeah, and then we got constipated and then like, oh.
因为吃太多有点消化不良。
Yeah, so other than that, God took care of all the physical needs.
那除此以外神都把我们其他事情都照顾得好好的。
Yeah, so we see how God was taking care of the physical matters.
所以我们看到神如何在好好的照顾我们的身体。
And also emotionally, I was undergoing some difficulties.
那在情绪上呢，我其实也是经历了过一段。
After I arrived in Malawi, I found that there is no signal.
那当我到达马拉维这个国家的时候，发现没有讯号。
So we need to find a SIM card to put into phone so we can get signals.
那我原本是想要找一个 SIM 卡，然后可以放到我的手机里。
But my phone is too advanced, iPhone 6S, so they don't have SIM card. Nano SIM card.
但是我的手机因为太高科技了，所以他们没有那样的 SIM card.
So I was detached from the world for 15 days.
所以我
without internet or phone calls or text.
所以我整整十五天好像跟外面的世界隔绝，我没有手机讯号，然后没有网路。
Yeah, if you go around outside of Africa, like around the lodge.
如果你到非洲去，大部分。
All these African people, they're seeing a white person for the first time.
大部分的非洲人，他们好像都第一次看到
white person.
看到白人。
Yeah, because they don't have a concept of Asian. They, if not black, just white. So all the whites are white and Asians are white.
因为他们对亚洲黄种人没有概念，所以即使看到黄种人也是说白人，他们只有黑人跟白人这两种分别而已。
Yeah, so at first it was funny, but after for some time, every day you see people and they stare at you and then they just gaze at you.
一开始是蛮有趣的，他们一看到你，然后就这样瞪着你。
Yeah, and all the little kids would follow you, running around after you, and say, "Oh, white person."
然后所有的小孩子就会尾随着你，然后指着你说，"哦，白人，白人。
"And then, some people want to like get our attention, so start like making fun of us and like you know, try to mimic Chinese.
有些人是想要吸引我们的注意，就开始嘲笑我们。
So for me, at first it was okay, but as the time went by, it was a bit tough.
那一开始还好，但是这样每天下去，我开始觉得有点困难了。
Yeah, especially when I have no connection with my family.
特别是我当时没有办法跟我的家人联络。
And at the time, TK, I only seen him for 2 times, and Rocky was my first time seeing him.
那我那时候只看过 TK 传道两次，然后另外一个弟兄 Rocky 我也是第一次才遇见他。
So emotionally, I was very lonely.
所以在情绪上我是很孤单的。
Yeah, but thanks to the grace of God, He gave us the Holy Spirit.
那但是感谢神，他给我圣灵。
Every time, every morning we pray 1 hour.
那每天早上我们祷告一个小时。
And then throughout the day we pray after each service.
然后我们一整天下来也是有祷告与聚会。
Before we go to sleep, we pray.
那我们睡觉之前也祷告。
And because of my faithful roommate who's Musinda, he wakes up at 4 a.m. every day to pray 1 hour.
那我的室友呢，他每天早上4点钟起来祷告一个小时。
So because of that, because I also felt lonely, I wake up early and I pray with him.
那我当时因为觉得很孤单，我也是每天早上起来跟他一起祷告。
And you see how God moves you and gives you the strength.
所以你就会发现，我就发现到神如何的感动我，然后给我力量。
Although praying every day doesn't seem that powerful, it's just you kneel down and pray 1 hour.
虽然每天这样祷告，当下并不觉得有什么能力，因为就跪下来祷告。
And not every time you pray, you will receive something.
那也不是说每一次祷告就会得到什么。
But after just praying 1 day, 2 days, it became a habit.
那祷告一两天之后，慢慢有个习惯。
And after you pray for many days, you find out that prayer have changed you.
那但是经过这样很长的时间，每天这样祷告之后，就发现祷告改变了你。
So emotionally, I was made strong.
所以在情绪上呢，其实我发现我变得更坚强了。
And every time we go out and preach,
那每次我们出去传道理的时候
，and see people receiving the Holy Spirit,
我们看到人受圣灵。
We read that it's God saying He's with us.
我们就知道神告诉我们说他在这里与我们同在。
So I was very comforted because no matter how the situation was, God is with us.
所以我就很受安慰，因为不论情况如何，知道神在这里与我们同在。
And he's making sure we understand because he always, every time he gives the Holy Spirit. So for me, he's saying, I'm here, I'm here.
所以好像是神要一直向我们保证他与我们同在，所以每一次祷告都有人受圣灵。
So this power of God was very amazing to me.
所以这一部分呢，对我来讲是非常惊奇的。
Yeah, so in Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 to 3, let's read it.
我们请看诗篇第46篇1到3节。
It reads, Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 to 3. 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. 2. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. 3. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swellings. Selah. So, God is our refuge and strength.
所以神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
He is our help in trouble.
他是我们患难中随时的帮助。
And this was very evident in Africa.
所以在非洲的时候，这是非常明显的。
Emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
在不论是在情绪上，在灵性上，甚至于在身体上。
God took care of us, protected us.
神都照顾我们，保护我们。
So thank God, and also somewhere. So I also talked about my job issues and future.
所以很感谢神，我也想要跟大家谈一下，我的工作。
Yeah. So in terms of my uncertainties about future, after as I prayed him every day.
那在我每天跟他祷告之后。
I noticed a change in my perspective.
我就发现我看事情的角度改变了。
I realized that a lot of things I want.
我了解到我要很多事情，我要很多东西。
It's not what I need.
这些我要的东西却不是我需要的。
For example.
比如说。
We don't need technology.
比如说我们并不需要这些高科技。
Although it can be very painful for a few days.
可能一开始头几天会很痛苦。
Yeah, you don't need to go online for every day, scroll Facebook.
但是你其实并不需要每天上网或者是看脸书。
Especially when it comes to learning about the Word of God and praying.
特别是当你在学习圣经神的话，还有当您祷告的时候。
I learned that I spent so much time in doing social media and things that are not edifying.
我才发现说，其实我花了很多时间在这些社群网站上。
And on the other hand, I don't preach enough, I don't pray enough, I don't read enough.
那另一方面来讲，也是我祷告的不够，然后我读经的不够，我传福音也不够。
Yeah, and also, like for example, we don't need toilets that have self-heated seats.
那比如说呢，我们并不需要免治马桶，有这个座位加热的功能。
Or have like spray that you clean your things for you.
或者也不需要免治马桶那个喷水的设备。
Sometimes you just need a hole.
有时候你就只需要一个洞而已。
You can do everything, right?
就什么事都可以了。
So this like luxuries in our life, sometimes you don't really need those.
所以其实我们生活当中这些奢侈我们其实真的不需要。
And also, you don't need a 5-course meal every lunch.
你也不需要午餐都有五道菜。
You don't need chicken and lamb and shrimp and fish and vegetables.
你不需要这些鸡肉、羊肉、虾子等等的这些美食。
If you go to Africa, they give you one maize. That's your lunch, corn.
那其实你到非洲，他们就你的午餐吃什么呢？他就给你一个玉米。
Yeah, so everyone just have one corn and come back and study more.
那大家就吃一个玉米之后再回来继续学习。
And we don't really need to eat much. We don't really need to entertain ourselves much.
我们其实并不需要吃这么多，我们也不需要这么多的娱乐。
What we need to survive and to carry on each day is very little.
那其实我每天所需要的是很少的。
But for me, I often get complain against God. Oh, I want this. What about this? You know, what about the other person?
那其实我以前会常常向神抱怨，为什么这个人有我没有
？So I learned to be content.
所以我学习到要知足。
Wherever situation I am.
不论我处在什么样的情况。
Yeah. And also, So my perspective changed completely.
所以我其实看事情角度就整个的改变了。
And in terms of my work,
那讲到我的工作呢？
I was very, very sad and became negative when I didn't have work back in here, America.
那其实那时候我在美国没有工作，我非常的伤心，非常的沮丧。
And even in Africa, I was constantly thinking about.Oh, what if God doesn't answer me?
那其实我在非洲也常常的在担心，想说万一神没有回应我怎么办？
What if I go back to America and everything is same?
那万一我回到美国，事情都没有改变怎么办呢？
But then one Bible verse really touched me.
但是有一个经节真的感动了我。
It's Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10.
是在希伯来书第六章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10.
希伯来书六章十节。
It reads, For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
希伯来书六章十节。因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。
So combined with Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 also says, when you do the work of God, put him first.
所以如果我们把这个经节跟我们刚刚读的马太福音六章三十三节结合，当我们为神做工的时候，
God is not unjust to forget your work and love.
神并非不公义，竟然会忘记我们为他所做的工。
So after reading this, I start to pray. And faith.
那当我读完这个之后，我就开始做有信心的祷告。
Although my 1 month is not really nothing.
那其实我这一个月其实不算什么。
And who am I? I serving God is nothing.
我算什么呢？我竟然能够来侍奉神。
But I just hope that God can remember me in His kingdom.
但是我就想说，神。一定会在他的国里纪念我。
So I just kept praying.
所以我就继续祷告。
And one day, my old boss from my old job contacted me in Africa.
那有一天呢，我还在非洲的时候，我之前工作的老板他就打电话给我。
He said, "Oh, Joseph, what are you doing now?"
他就问我说，哎 ，Joseph， 你现在做什么呢
？And then I was like, "Oh, I'm still unemployed. I'm actually in Africa."
然后我就说，哦，我现在还在非洲，我还是失业的。
And then he's like, "Wow, what are you doing there?"
我就说，哇，你为什么在那里啊
？Yeah, but I told him about the trip, and then, actually, the day I landed in America.
那我就跟他讲我们在当地的宣道旅程。然后其实当我们，我那天我回到美国的时候
，So this past Monday, he texted me, "Oh, can you come the day after?"
就是这个礼拜一，当我回到美国，就收到他寄给我的短信，说，你要不要，过来
？Yeah, not for a full-time job, but they currently need some help. So,
不是全职的工作，但是他们刚好需要人。
Yeah, so I got text message, and I of course say yes, of course.
然后我接到这个短信，我就说，哦，当然好啦。
And so actually, from this Tuesday to yesterday, I was have been working with.On the company and get paid.
那其实这个礼拜二到礼拜我都在工作。
And also as the week progressed, I got another phone call from other company.
然后 我同时也接到另外一个公司打电话给我。
And then they said, "Oh, I'm interested. They are interested in, so I'll be going to interviews coming weeks."
然后他们说，我们对你蛮感兴趣的。然后他们要我去面试。
So all this, for me, it was God's faithfulness.
所以对我而言，这都是神他向我所显现的公义。
Like when you put God first and do work for Him.
所以当你为神工作。然后把神放在首位的时候
God is very faithful and he's the most faithful person you will ever find in your life.
神是很有信实，他大概是你整个生命当中能够找到最有信实的一个。
And all you need to do is just have faith and do the work.
你唯一要做的就是有信心，然后做工。
And believe that after you're done and God will take care of everything.
你要相信说，当你把这个事情做完之后，神就会照顾你。
So even though my 1 month of African trip was very short,
虽然说我这一个月的非洲之行非常的短暂。
It really gave me a lot of strength in physically, no, not physically, emotionally and spiritually.
但是呢，这个时间很短暂，却在我的情绪还有灵性上使我长大很多。
I remembered all the teachings that I was taught with all these 10 basic beliefs.
我想到我以前所受的教育，这些十大信条的教训。
And I remembered how valuable each of these basic beliefs are, really.
我真的回想到说，这每一个信条，每一条都是非常的宝贵。
And also, as I went through, as I was going through the trip, I also was very convinced that God is real and He is faithful.
那在这个整个旅程当中，我也非常的相信神是真的，神在这里。
And He will look at you and He would know how much you put into in this work.
他会看顾我们，他也知道我们在他的工作里到底放了多少的心力。
And He would truly reward for our work.
他会因着我们为他所做的工来奖赏我们。
Yeah, so thank God for my trip for 1 month.
所以，感谢神让我有这一个月的旅程。
I really hope that if God permits, I can go again.
我真的希望，若主愿意，我可以再去一次。
Yeah, all the African brothers when they go there, they'll be like, "Oh, you're gonna come back again?"
每一个非洲的弟兄姐妹呢，他们都说你一定要再回来哦。
And then I'll say, "I try my best."
我就说我会尽力尽量。
So if God willing, I can go again and learn more about Him.
那如果神愿意的话，我真的希望能够再去一次。
And the work of God, who is so evident, may I remember more.
那神的工是非常的明显，让我印象深刻。
And in all, I really want to give thanks and glory to our Heavenly Father.
那最终呢，我真的是要感谢，然后把所有的荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
From the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip, he was in control of everything.
在旅行的一开始，一直到旅行的最后，他都照顾得好好的。
So may all the glory and power and honor be unto His holy name.
愿一切的荣耀归给我们天上的神。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Thank you, 主，我们听了美好的见证。
We thank God for hearing a beautiful testimony.
我们来唱一首诗，结束我们的见证会。
Let's sing him first to end our testimony session.
473。
473。
473。
473.